The reopening of America is a complex calculation comprised of the need for a recovering economy and a significant health risk. There has been little clear information about a number of factors that are troubling to me, and I hope that may be of at least concern to you. With 30 million people out of work, as the enhanced unemployment expires, what will the citizens be able to pay for? Obviously, it will be significantly diminished as compared to their recent consumer history. Will businesses that open have enough customers to survive, or will these business owners deplete their last remaining resources to open and then find that they are in a worse economic position a few weeks into this process? Given the fact that no state has met the criteria for testing, we will only know the result, more or less cases, or the same. The latter would be an interesting result. Will the public simply stay away in large numbers? Will there be a mix of all those things occurring simultaneously throughout the country with different outcomes in regions, counties, and cities, etc.? Continuing with the pandemic conversation and talking to a tree surgeon at my home this week, we were discussing the fact that all of the countries of the world are in essentially the same relative economic position. This conversation was related to our increasing level of deficits and debt. Will that relative position soften the economic impact worldwide or worsen it? Again, this is not a conversation that has been had in the media or in any other public forums that I'm aware of. What we are saying is that if, in relative terms, other countries were in a similar deficit and debt situation to the U.S., then their monetary systems would be under the same stress and would not have the ability to leverage the debt against us. Just something to consider. The extension of the CARES Act has been received with less enthusiasm by small business owners than the initial legislation. Unfortunately, the SBA keeps changing the game through alteration of the rules, making decisions for small businesses very difficult and leaving many with the idea that the PPP program is a bit of a bait and switch. Many are now investigating the tax credits that are available in lieu of the PPP. And some have even gone so far as to pay the money back to ensure that they have no untoward consequences. It's difficult to know if Congress is paying attention to the bureaucratic acts of the SBA, but they should. POTUS continues to poke at the Chinese, asserting either a deliberate or negligent release of the virus from a Chinese lab. He is using this as a vehicle to create anti-Chinese sentiment, much like he did during his first campaign, which was then, of course, centered on trade. Since POTUS has so badly managed the trade policy, achieving almost nothing of consequence in his first 4 years, he reverts to the usual form of being a bully and making assertions that are likely untrue. In fact, our intelligence community does not agree with that assessment, nor does Dr. Fauci, based, I believe, on briefings from our intelligence community. Some may argue that the USMCA was a trade victory. It was not. It was important to secure stability in US-Canada-Mexico trade, but a new agreement was not needed. A simple renegotiation of NAFTA would have accomplished the same goals, but not Mr. Trump's political goals. In another sign that the recovery will be slow, Americans are slashing their spending and hoarding cash, as well as shrinking their credit card debt, as even those still employed have fear of job loss in the future. U.S. credit card debt fell by the largest percentage for more than 30 years in March, while savings rates climbed to levels unseen since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Economists are pointing out that although this behavior makes sense from an individual basis, the failure to spend in the economy will likely prevent a V-shaped recovery, since well over 60% of our GDP comes from consumers. This will require the development of a sophisticated strategy that will give comfort to U.S. consumers, allowing them to spend dollars and thus helping the economy and ultimately themselves over time. This is a long-term gambit versus short-term fear.